This episode of WWTA is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $20 off your first Simple Contacts order by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and entering the promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, August 15th, 2018, and this is episode 1621, part two of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes, and I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This is not our first attempt
at 1621.
You can go ahead, Terry.
I think I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
Yeah, last week's, this is why you should follow us on social media. We do this show live on Facebook and wherever else you get your media. Not really wherever else, just on Facebook.
else you get your media.
We're international.
On Facebook, we're international.
Theoretically, yes. Yeah.
But we did a show, and it was real bad. It was by far the worst episode of WDW Today. And not just in our run, in its entire run, I think. So,
which is an impressive feat.
I immediately deleted it off our Facebook page, like within 5 minutes of being done. And I decided not to release it because it was just a mess. And not like the fun mess where you guys listen, you're like, those guys, they're having a blast. It was more like...
they hate life.
Yeah, it was like an hour of really sad, of a lot of sadness and quiet time.
We talked, what was the one thing we got hung up on for a long time? Like Backstreet Boys lineup.
It was really not fun. It wasn't good.
The only thing that good that came out of it was that...
That sentence again properly.
The only good thing that came out of it was Rob sent me a link to the NSYNC Disney special way back in the day, and I got to relive that.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even on air.
No, was it?
He mentioned, hey, I got the link.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying it's not like we played the audio for that.
No.
But we're back this week, refocused, re-energized. We got a good show coming up. I just got back from New York City.
New York City!
That was pretty good.
Get the rope.
I was surprised that worked. But yeah, we got back from New York City. I was there for just a couple nights and was able to do not a whole lot. I was really hoping to do the Void Ghostbusters.
Ooh.
But here's the deal with that there.
You had to avoid it.
You have to buy a ticket to Madame Tussauds.
Oh.
Then go inside, do all that. And then like halfway through is the Void.
I'm not hearing a problem yet, Logan.
And it was like $55.
Madame Tussauds, Las Vegas.
I just could not.
That's a BLT
reference. In order to get to the Void, you had to...
I mean, you all could correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, I mean, you had to buy a package that included Madame Tussauds' admission.
You're so telling like us to correct through. You? We never
I
went.
I mean, if you're, you guys are watching or
it
listening.
Sounds like a stiff deal to me.
And I couldn't really find it, yeah.
You get it later.
I got it.
A little waxy.
Yeah. Let's wax poetic about
that. Yeah,
that was Madame the next Tussauds. Thing.
So, I didn't really have much time to do it anyway, and I certainly didn't have time to take... my three small children through Madame Tussauds.
They would not be freaked out by the wax statues
at all,
Logan.
It's more just like, all right, y'all wait here. I'll be back. I got to do the Void. Like, I didn't know how that was going to work either. It was expensive and just, it unfortunately didn't happen. I'm going back in November. I'm hoping I can kind of allocate the funds for that.
Carve out some time and money for that.
Carve out some time because it wasn't worth it. I mean, it would have been more or almost as much.
I would have paid $55 for you to go on a dang Ghostbusters Void.
If I could just walk in and pay $50, I probably would have done it.
Instead, I love how Grease is like, man, let me help you out.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, he was like, when I have the resources, you mean like the time and energy?
Well, you didn't realize you had to do that whole scenario. Right.
And like, I thought it was like the one in Orlando where I just bought a ticket and I went and did it. And I could be like, hey, I'll be back in an hour. I could have run down to Times Square, done it, come right back home. But it wasn't. That was a whole experience.
And, let me walk through a museum first. And then.
Right. Then you get like midway through, which they did that on a Marvel thing that I did there once.
Ooh.
Where there was like a Marvel, I think there's a 4D show. So this thing, you're buying a ticket, like there's like five layers. There's like Marvel 4D plus Madame Tussauds, The Void plus Madame Tussauds plus the 4D. Mm-hmm. It was too confusing on the phone.
It's exactly what you have to do in Las Vegas. you end up like you have to buy the package, and but it's like
right.
you end up going to see like the Tigers or the Lions rather at MGM Grand, but your ticket also is all the way across town at Madame Tussauds, and then you go do the CSI experience.
It's like one of those
completely different hotel. Yeah.
And they have the Void also in Las Vegas, actually, when it's this themed, in a shopping mall, and they have it at the Glendale Galleria in Glendale, California. I'm like, most likely I'll be in one of those two places by the end of the year, so maybe I'll try it then. But yeah, you have to buy your ticket through Madame Tussauds Ghostbusters Experience, and I couldn't. At the time, yeah, the cheapest one was, well, I guess, you know, I could be wrong. Well, hold on. The silver ticket was $34, but...
Yeah. To me, it shows the...
But it's still Madame Tussauds admission. Oh, to get plus Ghostbusters Dimension Hyper Reality Experience, it's $54.
No. So? See, it shows how much better the experience at Disney Springs is altogether.
You can just walk up.
Yes.
The thing is, I could be totally wrong on this, and I totally missed it. The website's too confusing, and I didn't get to do it, unfortunately. So I will hopefully one day do the Ghostbusters Void, or the other voids. And we got, looks like a Wreck-It Ralph Void coming to Disney Springs by sometime later this year.
I'll
right?
do that.
I think they announced that. Or did they announce it, or maybe it's just rumored that they'll be splitting it so you'll be able to pick Star Wars or the Void.
That's cool.
Or Star Wars or Wreck-It Ralph for the Void. So
I love the teaser trailer with all the princesses trying to understand Merida.
It's looking good. Like
I get more excited for this movie every day.
Yeah, and it comes out, what, around Thanksgiving? So, I mean, pretty soon now we'll get to see Wreck-It Ralph 2. But what I did get to do that was Disney-themed was I went to Frozen on Broadway for about double the price of going to Madame Tussauds. It was not super cheap. But I looked, and my tickets were almost identical to the tickets that I purchased for Frozen on Ice in just a few weeks here, price-wise. So, really, you can get in there for, you know, $100-ish. By the time you have all the Ticketmaster fees and all that on your ticket to Disney on Ice, it ends up being close to that anyway.
Evening.
Did evening, Friday night, and went to Frozen on Broadway to the St. James Theater. If you're a theater nerd, you probably know where that is. It's right.
Did you do any fun dinner beforehand?
We did not.
Did you go to a steakhouse?
Did not do a fun dinner. I ate at in a mall and with the kids at a restaurant called Landmark, which was a decent restaurant, good. Great for the kids, though. It was in the Times Square, or the Times, Time Warner Mall. We were already there, so we ate there. Then we went back to our hotel, got the kids all done up in their Frozen getup, and we went out to the show. And I'd heard a lot of mixed things about Frozen on Broadway. I'd heard, you know, don't expect much. You're not going to like it. You're like, because I'm a Broadway fan. I'm a theater fan, musical theater fan. So my expectations were very low. And I had seen the last Disney Broadway show I'd seen was The Little Mermaid, probably 10 years ago. We typically don't do the Disney musicals when we go to New York. Not that I have anything against them. It's usually without the kids. It's not usually what we're going to see. We'll go see something a bit more adult-oriented or adult-themed, I guess, than going to something for specifically made for families or for kids, because there's always great stuff happening. But the kids wanted to see Frozen. I wanted to see it with them, and we went to the show. And
question.
Yeah.
Is it the Broadway, like a Broadway company licensing for Disney to do the show, or just it's full on Disney?
Disney on full Broadway on. Is a full on like production company, so they have
okay.
They've done all of them.
Because sometimes when they tour, it's not necessarily that.
Right.
Like when Beauty and the Beast comes now, often it's a company licensed Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
That's why it's like the quality can be very hit or miss. I've seen Beauty and the Beast on Broadway, The Lion King, I'm trying to think what's Little Mermaid, and then Frozen. I don't think I didn't see the Newsies. I did see Mary Poppins, and I didn't see Newsies or something else. What else?
Aladdin is
Aladdin. I haven't seen Aladdin.
It's currently there.
Yeah, I just haven't had the opportunity to go see it. I've heard Aladdin's awesome.
I've kind of thought about trying to make a trip to see Aladdin.
Yeah.
And maybe even Frozen after hearing your kind of
Yeah, my thoughts review. On Frozen, and I know it's probably going to be, you know, mixed how people feel about it. I absolutely loved Frozen. I thought it was phenomenally done. The show itself, the whole experience, we got there, got to our seats. The kids had booster seats that they like provided at the St. James, which they have at typical theaters, but like they were very accommodating. The staff that they had working there at the theater was very thoughtful to knowing there was going to be a lot of kids. They do recommend the show for 8 and up. Our kids were 2.5 and 6, or not even quite 6. Fully enjoyed the whole thing. They had, like I said, they gave us booster seats. The staff was great. Merchandising line, tons of merchandise obviously available, but not like cheap, junky, you know, Disney on
light
ice
up style. Wands.
You're not getting light up wands. No. And you're getting
$70.
Yeah, you're getting really high end. They had like stuffed animals of the characters, but they're really cool and kind of classy. They had jewelry sets. They had obviously the music and a lot of other things.
Have you been to the live show at California?
I haven't, but I've watched it online.
Yeah.
So
is it very similar or
okay? No.
Even more impressive, you think?
Different.
Okay. Different.
I think the one thing that if you watched the show and you were hoping for that they don't really do is the special effects, I'll say, are pretty minimal in the Broadway show. Kind of did that with the Lion, or with not Lion King, but with The Little Mermaid too. When they did it with The Little Mermaid, I'll be completely honest, that 10 years ago, pre having kids, going there with just my wife and I believe a couple members of our family, I may have fallen asleep during The Little Mermaid. It just did not click with me. I thought the guy who played Sebastian, who's in Kimmy Schmidt, was incredible. I thought some of these characters were great. They looked amazing, but something about it just didn't
work. So it's
like
Terry at Star Wars.
Yeah, and like I don't fall asleep easily at things, and I just remember not loving it. And then,
hey man, that first scene in the last movie was incredibly dark.
Well,
that
was so dark.
I was close to you, Terry, and I was like, what?
I heard you wake up.
Who is that?
And I look over there.
I was at the other end of the row, and I heard Terry wake up when we saw Star Wars. It was real, like the movie's going on. All of a sudden, I heard.
That first scene of the last movie was just, we were in the theater. I'm pretty sure our theater was broke, but yeah.
It was very dark.
It was dark.
But.
Oh yeah, it was dark. And 3D, so it's already
Little dark. Mermaid didn't last very long on Broadway either.
Yeah, I think it did okay, but it's not The Lion King, which is still playing 20 years later. I think Beauty and the Beast ran for 20 something years. Lion King did not last
Lion
that long.
Lion King, iconic. I mean, that soundtrack King, alone.
Yeah, and that's what's different with Frozen. Frozen is, you got to think, is only about 6 or 7 songs in the movie.
Yeah.
So,
but they're
iconic.
Huge songs.
Classic.
But when you adapt them to a musical, they had to more than double the music, I believe. So there's a whole new, brand new Frozen soundtrack to enter your life, written by the same people, by the Lopez's, and it is...
With lyrics. So it's not just a score.
Yeah, and some of them are like reprisals. Like there's a couple versions of Let It Go. There's a couple versions of some of these. They are... incredible. And I would not encourage necessarily to go listen to them unless, like I didn't spoil anything for myself, which I know is weird to say. But no, I don't like going to musicals.
Logan, is your goal in life to get me to quit? I didn't spoil anything for myself of the musical of the dadgum movie I've seen a 50 million times.
Here's the truth.
Twin daughters.
I don't like going into musicals or to theater in general and knowing what I'm going to see.
You went and saw Frozen. You knew what you're going to see.
But I knew they were going to double the songs, and I didn't want to hear those songs before.
Oh, Frozen reprise.
I want to hear them in context.
Will has gone into his alter ego character. Be careful.
Hamilton. Everyone told me how great Hamilton was. It was incredible. And I said,
I feel like is a different scenario.
What I'm saying is everyone listened to that music.
When Will Stone gets up here, it's just a different character. I'm so upset. He's so mad. Sometimes I feel like I'm Iago.
I feel like everyone listened to and learned that
like
music,
a younger Miyagi.
Learned that music before they went and saw the thing. So people were like singing along
so
to it.
I get that.
And not just singing, just they were like, you could tell that it's an incredible soundtrack and incredible music on any of these shows, but I want to see it in context of the story, just like you would a movie. And some of the new songs are just fantastic. The performances in this show I thought were incredible. You can watch some of the clips online. There
still original cast right now?
Mostly still the original cast.
What show is that? Sorry, I missed
it. For Frozen.
Okay.
And they like I said, there's about double the amount of songs from the movie that are now in this, plus all the songs from the movie that you like. But it's the cast, like I said, is phenomenal. The way they do Sven, the way they did Olaf is very cool. Olaf is a puppet, but he's puppeteered by a person you see who's dressed kind of in an Olaf-inspired winter garb. So, but I did notice my kids were looking straight in the eyes of Olaf the puppet, not looking at the guy. Where I feel like I was focused more on the guy who's putting on an incredible performance. Anna and Elsa were great. Now, there are videos of them from like Good Morning America and some of these other shows that they've done the full stage performances. And I think when you see like tight shots of some of these characters, the way they're done for Broadway, it may be a little bit thrown you off. But when you see it on stage and you're not worrying about cameras cutting and those kind of things, It was done really well. The actors and the actresses are really great. I loved this show. It's 2 hours and 15 minutes with the intermission, about, you know, right at probably 2 hours of content. And it was great. We, like I said, special effects are minimal. So, you know, keep that in mind, that you're not going to see this spectacle.
It's not Spider-Man the musical.
No, like, it snows a few times, but not like anything different than you'd see maybe at the parks, even. Maybe even less than you'd see at the parks when it comes to a special effect moment.
Well, and I feel like what most people probably think about when they think of a Disney musical is The Lion King. Because that was kind of the...
Right.
That was like the first of the big success Disney musicals. And obviously it resounding success, been touring for years now, and everyone, even on the touring side of it, just they maintain that level of creativity in that
production.
When a lot of times it's hard to do that outside of the original theater.
Yeah.
But I feel like what you're describing to me is in contrast with that style. Like, if you're thinking in your head, it being over the top, like The Lion King, you see, even if you haven't seen it, you've seen images or clips when it's come through town at your local theater of what
big,
it looks
giant
like.
Props.
And you're saying it's kind of the opposite of that. Yeah. It's more understated.
Yeah. And even with Frozen, like during Let It Go, there are cool moments where she changes costumes. There's like a quick change. It's done really well. But like her powers are mostly on an LED wall that's behind them. You know, they don't really overdo that too much. So keep that in mind. Like, if you shoot something in ice, a lot of times it's just a projection effect or an effect on a screen. It didn't really bother me. I enjoyed it. I thought the performances were so much better than I expected that I didn't care that it was like that. The kids didn't care at all. The only things they noticed is there's no Marshmallow, the big... big, you know, snow monster character. They just took that part out. So that's not in it, which that was the only time where I feel like this is where they couldn't figure out a way to do this right, even though they do it in Frozen on Ice, and they were just like, it's easier to cut this. And they, so that's
Frozen on Ice, man, it's awesome,
a giant
part.
Inflatable thing, and I'm going again in a couple weeks.
It'd have been nice if Marshmallow would have had a musical number.
Yeah, no, Marshmallow had not a reference. Like, it literally is, they get like thrown off the mountain thing, and then it's, they get up and they're off the mountain and they keep walking. Some stuff is out of order, which my kids noticed as well, just to keep the show kind of paced right. And
the songs I've heard, I really like.
They're really good.
Is it Monster?
Monster is sort of the big Elsa song.
And then the big Anna song, Anna, is
and the,
fantastic too.
And Sven, or not Sven, Hans has a song that I can't get out of my head. It's only like a minute and a half long, but it's like a Les Mis almost kind of moment song that's like a call to war.
Which
kind of
part
feeling
of lameness?
The good part.
All the parts are good parts, Logan. It's Les Mis.
But what I do like about it, which we didn't end up having to do, but I fully anticipated it, is the first act's an hour, probably right an hour. Seven started like 10 after 7, went to a little after 8. Pretty much all the hits are in that first hour.
Ooh.
So, you know, again, like it go for Let It Go and then to an intermission. Like, that's where the intermission is. So you've already had most of the major songs, almost all of them, to that point. So you've so you could theoretically be like,
I'm out.
And we talked about that before, but like, knowing that was happening, I thought Disney did a great job thinking about that too, because it did give younger kids the opportunity to feel like they saw everything and could go. Now, my kids were so pumped, and this was 8 o'clock it started, so this was 9:15. They were wide awake and ready for the next half.
That's cool.
So we went to the bathroom. Usually Frozen in the Broadway bathrooms are miserable. They're always in the basements of these theaters that are, you know, 80-100 years old. And you're like, this is not going to be good. They had a guy who would spot out kids and would legit, like, he's like, oh, you got kids? Okay, hold on. Went, held a stall, grabbed us, said, get out of line, come on, and walked us into a stall of a restroom and then got the kids back out. And I was like, that is a Disney move. Like, that's cool. Yep. Like, thinking, because the lines get crazy, because they're usually like, again, they're tiny, tiny little bathrooms. To think ahead and go, okay, they're small kids. We want to make sure they're taken care of. Pull them out of line, get them to a stall, get them out of here. You don't have to worry about them waiting. So the staff was awesome at that point. There was also like very little, there's enough people staffing like merch to keep that line going. There was no line when we walked up. to buy stuff during intermission, which was wild. And
because it's a later show, probably more adults there than
I would say it was. Yeah, more adults than kids, but still a lot of kids, but not little kids. Mostly, you know, because tickets are like $100. They're not cheap. Yeah, then the second act is funny. There are a few things I will say are were weird about the show that were added that I felt like some adult elements that were a little awkward, a little bizarre, if you will. But before I talk about those,
we're not talking about like Little Mermaid castle thing, are we?
I'll get there. Okay.
Can I bring up one
classic
thing before
Disney.
We get on? All right, because you're going to take a break to talk about our simple context. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have something I want to talk about after the break, too. Then.
Okay.
I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. So I'm going to take a break right here. See, I hooked you with what is the controversy. I would tell you here about our friends at Simple Context. See, I just did like the old Ryan Seacrest. You'll find out right after the break. Mm. Like the old, that's what I did. I don't wear contacts, but Matt Lott, you do.
I do.
And you find yourself dreading that annual appointment?
I dread that annual appointment so much. I wear two contacts daily.
Yep. Two of them. Most people, you know, maybe,
every day.
Yeah. You were excited to try Simple Contacts. I was excited for you. I kind of went through the process to see what it was like. It's a great new app that makes the time-consuming prescription renewal process very well.
Simple.
Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. And they bring the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors, and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. Simple Contacts offers an amazing selection with every brand of lenses, and their prices are hard to beat. And the eye exam is just $20, and they offer free shipping. Pretty good. Pretty good. Please note, though, Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. But you went online, Matt. You did the exam. Took a few minutes. Boom. They arrived at your door.
It's true. Kept it simple, and it was.
But you just went to the website.
I did.
Download the app, whatever it is you went and just saw. They kind of lead you through some questions. Mm-hmm.
Very easy to follow.
Yeah.
User-friendly. I had a great experience.
You're going to save time. You're going to save money, especially compared with doing an office visit. And to save $20 on your first order with Simple Contacts, go to simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and enter the promo code WDW20 at checkout. That's $20 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/WDW20 and enter promo code WDW20 at checkout. Thank you guys at Simple Contacts for supporting the show. We really appreciate it, and we hope you support our sponsors. With that being said, let's talk about some more Frozen. Then we're going to do some park stuff maybe too, but we'll see.
Well, I have a tie-in, so once you give your controversy issue, let me know when you're done, because I have kind of a tie-in to the parks I want to bring up.
All right, so the show, for the most part...
Who am I kidding? I'm not talking about the parks.
No.
He loves Soarin'.
The show, for the most part, is kid-friendly as expected. They handle even the darker sides, the parents dying, those whole plot points, very carefully, tastefully. And so you have no, like, first act, other than a couple, like, maybe little subtle jokes here and there that would go over your kid's head. Nothing that I would have to explain, talk to them about. Nothing I would have to be bothered by. But then the second act rolls around.
Uh-oh.
And the first thing, because I did notice in the first act that my kids even said, like, there's no Oaken. Oaken isn't in this play. And then Oaken shows up in the second act. And he opens it and breaks the fourth wall, talks to the audience, has a funny exchange with the audience. Then has a musical number that is all only about drinking. Like, and not like, oh, you wouldn't go, like, it's like, this means alcohol in his language, and here's what alcohol provides you. And it was like, all right, this is an odd choice. And then Anna and everyone is drinking. I'm like, this is a little weird, but okay, whatever, Disney. And then a chorus line of naked people come out. Now, they're simulated naked. They're not actually naked, but they're in bodysuits, and they're covering each other's, you know, private areas with, like, leaves, like they're in the sauna. And they do, like, a whole kick line, you know, naked. And it's out of nowhere. It's just, and everyone's sitting there kind of looking at each other like, what is happening right now? And I even read like in a review that's like, Frozen, more nudity than you'd expect. was like the review.
Well played.
And it felt unnecessary. It wasn't even that funny.
If you
it was
saw
funny.
That review online, you would think, like, this is a troll. Right. Like, this didn't happen.
Right, this is Onion. But no, so there's this weird, oh, but it's funny. It got laughs. But you it was one of those moments of, like, why is this in here? Like, why is this necessary? Who thought this was a great idea? The song is good. And it's funny, and we laughed.
We're not going to have the big snow monster, but we're going to be naked. It's going to be fine.
Chorus line of naked people.
Yeah. Mm.
And not like, you know, half naked people. Like, because the way they do, by the way, the trolls in this, there's no trolls also in the movie. In the play.
Well, that's an improvement.
They're not called trolls. They're called
rock monsters.
No, they're called,
man,
like,
I've been on Twitter.
Bowling
balls.
What are they called? Something folk.
Don't fade them.
Village folk.
Like carnies?
Village folk?
Village.
Hold on. What
folk.
Are they called?
That sounds offensive, but I don't know why.
They're called, oh, what are they called?
Townspeople.
Hidden folk.
Oh. Hidden folk?
Hidden folk.
They're called hidden folk.
Sometimes I consider Will hidden folk.
And they are jacked, Avatarian looking, like Navi, but green. And have like, but like they have the tails like Navi, and they have a very Avatar vibe to them.
So the second act is not Frozen,
it's
is
Avatar.
What you're saying. It's
well, just, they're in the very beginning of it too. So immediately they're like, here, so you know the trolls are these people. They're awesome. It was one of my favorite things of the show.
Nice. So
and
go see Frozen
awesome.
Live at Disney California Adventure.
If you want
to not throw your kids for a loop, go there.
Yeah.
And the visual effects are really awesome.
Yeah. So I think maybe they saw what the puppet looking people of the trolls look like at Disney California Adventure and were like, yeah, these look kind of strange. And my kids have watched that video and been like, these are scary. So instead they're human looking creatures. They're kind of, they almost look like something out of Narnia that still offer the same, you know, they raise Kristoff. It's the same story, but they don't have to look like little trolls. Instead, they look like kind of like professional wrestlers. Mm-hmm. Like they are like just very ripped, you know, men and women and children, and they do a crazy dance number to Fixer Upper, and it's great. Fixer Upper, I'd say, is the highlight probably in the second act of musical numbers, other than the naked one. And yeah, it was a great show. They bring everything to a good close. It was really well done. I loved it. It just had this weird sidebar where there was a song about drinking and a song about and chorus line of naked people.
Mm-hmm.
That just, like, I'm no prude. I usually we don't go see kids musicals on
Logan
Broadway.
Logan normally sees the other musicals, which are exclusively naked chorus lines.
Right.
but they don't take their children with them, so right. it's different.
But kind of, yeah.
I mean, I'm not being kind
of. I mean, the stuff I've seen.
Why can't Will tell the truth every once in a while?
The stuff I see on Broadway
He's a
can
truther.
Get extreme and can get weird and can get out there, but it's weird and Frozen to all of a sudden have this scene that just felt forced and unnecessary when everything else. And then there's a couple times where, like, they'll start a curse word and finish it up and it's not. They'll do some of those and that's fine, whatever. Like, Olaf kind of curses throughout, but he, like,
Olaf,
but he stops himself.
I mean, plural.
He was, like, hanging out with the naked drunk people.
Frozen the Miracle? Miracle.
Miracle.
Yeah.
That's
musical.
The sequel.
The Frozen the Miracle?
Yeah. The Miracle. Frozen.
Like, he says abdomen, but it, there's a whole thing.
Nice.
There's a whole bit where there's a lot of, like, that kind of stuff. And that stuff, honestly, is fine. And no kid will really understand it. They'd have to be following along with the rhyme of the last sentence. And most of them are not. But, yeah, that was odd. Other than that, and the kid actors were great. I thought overall it was fantastic. It was a fantastic experience beginning to end. I have no real complaints. The show was very entertaining. Cast was great. Awesome.
Can I make my shift now?
Let's shift.
So, to the parks.
Like we did last summer.
That's twist.
Let's shift again.
You were talking about how.
Put it in the next gear.
You've enjoyed all the Disney musicals you've seen.
Yeah.
You were talking about what a great experience this one was. We all know that others are very well received. And one thing that I really like, and clearly Disney knows what they're doing when it comes to producing these musicals, but Finding Nemo the musical in the parks, incredible.
Yeah.
Agree.
Fantastic.
Agree.
I want to see more things like that in the parks.
So Frozen Live was incredible.
I didn't go see that.
Well, they
it's
don't have
fantastic.
A Disney World. That's only a Disney World.
That's the like, Disneyland.
Oh, we don't talk about Disneyland on the show.
You know
the Aladdin before the Frozen was twice maybe three times the show that the Frozen show.
Oh,
is.
I could see that.
We don't talk about Disneyland on this show.
I can see that being
the Disney World option for Frozen stage show is the Frozen sing along, which is fine.
I really
enjoyed
that
one. You said it was awful.
It's hilarious.
I thought it was funny.
But it's you said it was terrible.
No.
Yes.
No, I like
you
that
show. You panned it completely, said all it was a little bouncing ball.
Well, that's 90% of the
show. And you said even the people didn't like Rocky Horror it.
Yeah, that's true.
You said it was terrible. I can go back
Here's
and play.
Logan said to me, because I was going to get a fast pass.
I don't care.
I thought it was
and
funny.
The dialogue from the host of that show, Disney World, is very funny. Mm-hmm.
You said to me, if you're cool with seeing 90% of the production being watching the movie,
yeah,
then do it. And I'm like, no.
Frequent.
I've seen the movie.
Frequent host of that show is the... you can maybe see a little piece of Mulch, Sweat and Cheers.
Oh yeah,
in that show.
Yeah, no. Yeah. It's a very like comedic show, but it's in a different. It's a fine show. They were talking about the Frozen sing along. It's a sing along for kids. Your kids will love it.
They literally put together in like 15 minutes. It was like,
yeah,
oh,
it's two actors.
Frozen summer.
The weirdest part about that show is that Anna and Elsa and Kristoff are in the show. They're actors portraying them, but only for like 5 minutes mm-hmm. of probably the 40 minutes of the show or 30 yeah. minutes of the show. You're like, why are they not, or like Will said, Rocky Horror in it out here? And because they're lip syncing anyway.
Yeah, they took time to get dressed.
Yeah.
This is what I think. If you've got a show and there's bubbles at the end, I'm all in.
Kids love it.
Well, I want to know why they can't do more Finding Nemo the musical stuff.
Bubbles at the end.
Yeah.
They're wonderful.
I would say the production in Finding Nemo the musical is a significantly larger production than Frozen on Broadway.
Oh, well, that's what it sounds like. I mean, because it's impressive.
It's impressive. The puppets, everything is... And it's
one
the same
of the
people,
best soundtracks.
It's the same people who wrote, because it's Avenue Q, right?
It
wrote Avenue Q, who also wrote Frozen.
Okay.
And wrote the Book of Mormon. Or, is that right?
No. Well, Lopez. Here's how the Book of Mormon was received. Okay. There are these tablets.
I know.
You have to have the Umum.
Now, my favorite show is still... was the show that was prior to Finding Nemo the Music, which was Tarzan.
Doug Live.
Tarzan was
Doug
previously
Live?
In that theater.
Doug
that,
Life.
They did Doug
that
Live
show
for years.
Was awesome because they were...
Sad. I missed it.
A lot of the actors were on rollerblades and going through the audience. It was nuts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. The rollerblade show.
Rollerblade action.
That show was fantastic.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
In other news, I have reservations for Morimoto.
Congratulations.
Yes!
Yep.
Get the ribs.
I'm going to get the spare ribs. Got to, because I already have a set. I need a spare.
Ooh, man, that's a good spare to have. I didn't finish mine. They are wonderful.
I will remind you guys that you can do bookings for Morimoto on the Open Table app.
I did. Hey-o. That's what I did.
So I'm actually in Orlando to go to a conference 2 weeks from today or tomorrow.
Nice.
And I got reservations just 2 weeks out whenever I wanted them at Morimoto on the Open Table app.
You can
usually
get Morimoto, I feel like, through Open Table. I mean, I've gotten it the day off.
Yeah, it was easy. Yeah, it was pretty easy. They do kind of curveball you a little bit, asking you, do you want to sit outside or inside?
Yeah.
And like outside kind of seems like it's like an upgrade, how they have it laid out on there. And so I did some research. No, you want to be inside.
Yeah, outside's just like a patio.
Yeah, it's just,
and inside
yeah.
is like a big Vegas-y, you know,
yeah.
cool. high-end experience.
Really
yeah.
cool.
But
super cool. They like, flames and stuff like grills.
What's the magic hour for duck? Like, when is the duck gone?
The duck magic hour?
The golden hour.
We last time ate 9-ish, and they were like, this is the last one.
Okay.
And we ate 9:30. They said that you got the last duck in the house.
So pre-9.
Is the duck good?
The duck is very good. I'd say it's not if you're a big duck, Amanda is a
Never
huge
duck
fan. I'm like a medium duck fan. Like, I could give or take.
It's like Peking duck, right? Like the whole duck.
Whole
roasted.
Duck, and they slice it and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
I
if you've
could,
never done
do
that.
Do you see feathers?
No
grease.
Okay, good.
They kill it right
no,
away.
It's just meat.
I didn't know what Peking duck meant. Like the whole, you said the whole
it's
duck.
Not, you know, and you don't get the full, like, the Christmas Story effect. They're
you
not
have
like,
to remember that grease is
Chinese
from Northeast
turkey.
Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, well, we serve duck where I'm from, which, number one, I never took part in it because it kind of weirded me out. Yeah, you put the whole duck in there and you just
yeah.
make it.
Mm-hmm. It's very tender. It's a little gamey if you like that taste.
Nope.
It's,
not
it's
into the game.
Gamey is maybe not the right word.
It's
yeah,
technically
yeah.
for two, but if you're feeling it, you know, it's a one person.
What? It's a one person? I don't know.
No, it's a...
So what about the spare
huge.
Ribs?
It's a whole duck. You ate a whole duck?
No, I didn't eat a whole duck. I shared a whole duck with someone.
Okay, yes, you can share it with someone.
Yes.
That's so you ate a half a duck.
But if I know another person with me.
I had a whole duck by myself with one other person.
It depends on if Terry is pre or post margaritas.
I overeat at there every time. So I understand. And
if let's put it this way. If I go with Leslie, who doesn't like duck, and I don't have anyone at the table to split the duck, I'm still getting the duck. It's not... Yeah. Ridiculously expensive. No. It's like $25.
I can't imagine reheating duck later is good. So you have to crush it now.
You don't want secondhand duck.
Yeah.
It was very good. It's not. I've had lots of duck because Amanda always eats duck. It's not my favorite duck I've ever had, but it is certainly very good. Get a lot of appetizers, get drinks, get those ribs. It's a great experience overall. So without that, it's like Frozen the musical. There's some things that you're like, this is unnecessary, but overall it's a good experience.
Yeah,
that's like a Disney World, you know, metaphor in general. There's some unnecessary things that are in here, but for the most part, it's a good experience.
So we're going there. We're going to Morimoto the first night we get there.
Oh,
so I'm doing the Void, and I'm doing Morimoto night one.
That's what I'm doing.
What are you doing tonight? Because I'm taking you down to Lucky Bamboo, and we're getting some Peking duck.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just saying. I'm wondering what you're doing.
Are you doing the Void and then eating? Or
I don't know. That's a good pro tip. Tell me why. One's better than the other.
If you're not totally accustomed to it, it doesn't make me sick at all.
It didn't.
No. So you're clear. Saying do it before?
I went post-duck.
He went post-duck, no problem.
No. I won't.
So, yeah.
Eat the
but
ribs.
Here's the deal. Am I putting a ton of awesome on night one? Like,
you're doing a lot of what I would say, this is a weird way of putting it, adult awesome on day one. Meaning, mm-hmm. you're going to get the stuff out of the way that you're going to really enjoy for yourself.
Yeah.
So, your kids will probably like Morimoto because it's fun and they give like origami
yeah.
for the kids. And they have these cool like chopsticks for kids, like half fork, half chopstick that are cool. But they're not going to be like, there's Mickey Mouse.
Right.
You know, it's not that kind of experience. And then you got the Void, which they can't do.
Well, you know what?
So
we
it's
have
fine.
Get literally,
daddy's moments out of the way.
We literally have six character dining
things.
I saw
your list. It's insane.
Happening
every
the
day.
Rest of the week.
Every day you have
every
a character
day
dining.
There's a character dining experience. So you know what? My kids can let me have the Void and Morimoto night
I want
one.
You to add up the tab of mm-hmm. the character dining.
Should I have done the dining plan if I'm doing all that?
Terry?
It gets close.
It gets close?
Especially if you're doing... Tell you when it really makes sense is when you're doing... You have to look and see if the meals are in the peak pricing.
Peking duck pricing.
Peking duck pricing, because those character dining meals all-you-care-to-eat places tend to like... It's sort of like gas. It's like, ooh, it's Labor Day weekend. It's going to be more. You know.
Okay, so, I'm going at a very low time. Like all the wait times in all the parks are like
now.
One.
It's not too late, but it's
one.
No,
to four.
You can still do it,
but it feels like it'd be a pain.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if he just joins though.
See, I thought it just added it to your,
yeah, you just added,
your magic
you,
band, and you just pay.
No, he your reservations.
He just has to go through the DVC rental store and add it to the.
The biggest thing for me in all of this is that I have learned that you can't like add a tip on, like you have to do it separate. So it's like. I'm not going to walk away and not tip somebody.
What we normally do for tips is I always just say I'm tipping with cash, and I have basically pre-figured out what I normally would tip at those places and just, you know, like, hey, this is a $30 restaurant, this is a $20 restaurant.
Yeah. See, if it's going to get close, if it's going to be a wash, I'll just pay for it. You know what I mean?
That's kind of feels.
And then I don't have a ton of snack credits at the end of this thing because we're going to be stuffed.
But yep. If you get the regular
like
diamond plan...
No, the duck isn't
it's not stuffed.
Oh. You just get stuffed.
Too small.
Got
stuff,
it.
I think. Right?
Got it.
But too big for one person.
Can you stuff a duck?
Yes.
Yeah, because you can have a turducken.
Yeah, but that's a duck stuffed in a turkey.
With a chicken, with chicken. Inside the duck.
Yeah.
Oh, so turkey, duck,
like stovetop?
Yeah. What? Like you never heard of a turducken, Grease?
Mm-hmm.
You
no.
ain't even Southern.
I've never actually had it, to be honest. I've just seen it on the internet.
John Madden.
Yeah, many times.
Was it John Madden on the? Is it the Christmas, the Thanksgiving Day games on NFL? Man,
John Madden says
John retired like 20 years ago.
Well, yeah,
he's,
you know,
he's
but
gone.
I mean, Greece is
he's
old
not
enough.
Gone.
He's not. He's not.
He
in
got
the
tired
games.
Of riding
he's
buses
not on this
everywhere.
Plane. He's still
no
this
longer
plane.
There.
He's alive.
He's alive.
I almost downloaded Madden yesterday. The new Madden just came
I love.
Like,
I always love the
years.
Commentary from play. John Madden on those games.
Uh-huh.
In order to win the game, you've got to throw a touchdown.
Right.
Yeah, no, I.
He's wonderful.
The last thing I want is to hear John Madden's voice. God love him.
while you're I love John at Morimoto.
See, I feel that way about Chris Collinsworth.
Remember that time that we talked about doing a whole season where we were just going to simulate, or was it wrestling matches, and we're going to bet on simulated Madden games or something like that?
Wait, no, wait. Oh, no, but this, I don't know.
Like, imagine doing lunch break here for, like, we set an hour.
You just ran?
We put it up on the screen, and we just simulate a game. We eat our lunch, and we bet on the game.
Well, that happened.
We did this
terrible.
In my band apartment.
It sounds awesome.
We did this.
So during the
someone
hockey,
said wrestling.
Hockey lockout.
They did that, yeah.
There was a bar in Columbus, Ohio, that they did the whole hockey season of what it was supposed to be, and they on Sunday nights.
Put it at a bar. Yeah.
They would put it at the bar. They would simulate with no players selected. So it was computer versus computer, simulate game, and you'd watch the whole game play out of who they were supposed to be playing that week.
Awesome.
And people would show up to
Let's
come watch their team at the bar.
I don't hate that.
The Blues.
Well, that makes sense when the season is not happening.
I know. No, but I don't hate it regardless. If you think about it, it's like,
because you could set the quarters to be shorter, and we could just go and have lunch.
Why would you?
Well, I'm saying if we did this over an hour lunch
break.
Sitting
there watching a game, and like, it's just this, and then all of a sudden, like, somebody breaks the outside, is like going up, and you're like, go, 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 go.
The question is, does your team ever, like,
crazy fast corner comes in here and just barrel rolls
in? But isn't that fun? Or is it going to be like, this team's ranked 100, this one's ranked 80, and this one always wins?
I can tell you what's going to happen, because we did this in my band apartment.
Video, you can do wrestling.
Early in my touring career, we had a band apartment, and we did this. Two of the guys, especially, that played Madden all the time, they would set up seasons, and they would, like, bet each other. You know, bet dinner or whatever. I'll tell you what happens.
No, no, no.
You
end wasn't
up,
bet
you end
dinner.
Up fighting. You end up hating each other.
Yeah.
And it's all the computer's fault. The computer's just pitting you against. No, you're not at all. And you just hate. You're like, oh, they give you everything. They give you everything.
I mean, Logan, what are you doing later?
I mean Logan, come over you're later. Talking to the people that Logan, Will, and I used to do this, like, we loved fantasy football so much that we ended up doing like a pop culture fantasy league.
Not gonna lie, it was one of the best things we ever did.
Like let's bet. I got Lindsay Lohan on my team. Yeah. So she just
oh, dude, I got Amanda Bynes. I just picked up Paris Hilton and she's trending today. It's
it
like,
was like however many like news articles were written about
okay,
him
in the
day. It was
fun.
Incredible.
I want
to
shut
it
that
down.
Next
I
think time.
I don't know.
Yeah. There was some lawsuit.
They don't really
probably.
Do it anymore.
Lawsuit?
Now I'm in like three fantasy football league this year. I'm like, how did this happen?
Somebody's name.
I'm in a college league. I don't know how that happened either. I do know how it happened. But
Land you Sharks,
asked for
man.
It. I said, this sounds fun. And then
it happened.
We joined it. All right. I think it's going to do it. Let's wrap it up. Because I got to go.
Loved part two.
Part two was so
part
much better.
Crush.
This was
part
a good
one.
Show.
This was a good one.
I'm leaving this with a smile on my face.
So maybe we should do this every other week.
That's not a bad idea.
Circle the wagons.
See, I'd like to do another hour right now.
Nah.
But I can't.
No,
you gotta leave
no.
on your hat.
Let's end it.
All right. Bart Scott will be in later this week. Maybe we can do some shows with him.
No. Just, there you go.
Move on
do
in.
Do some BLT.
Yeah.
Moving on up. Moving on in.
I'm a little bummed we got rid of part one.
I don't know. I know.
Some
I made
funny
it
one liners.
Part one. Well, for the 15 people that were watching live,
they saw
it. They saw it. Special. They got to experience it. And one day, if you guys want it, here's the deal. It's $100.
Ooh.
I will send you the MP3.
I like that.
And not to your charity of choice, just to the Grease. It's $100 into his bank account. Then he's got to split it. I'm letting him handle
offshore.
That taxes.
It's offshore.
He can do that with his wedding business. So,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I was Anne Marie commented that like with the dining plan, you get like dessert with every meal. And I'm not a dessert guy. So I'm
too
out.
Too much.
I'm done.
Too much food.
Can't do it.
All right. That's it.
I like a bite, and that's it. Like a bite of dessert.
That's the next week's show. Your favorite bite of dessert. We're trying to get topics here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we could run
we'll go
that.
Through every dessert and be like, which
beef
one would you
jerky.
Like a bite of?
Beef jerky is what?
Beef jerky.
Where do you get beef jerky at Disney World? That's
a
question.
A show.
That's
oh.
a show topic.
Why is it a dessert?
I'm here all day, guys. I'm just going to
show.
That's a good point. Why is that a dessert?
Yeah, why did that come to your brain when we were talking about dessert?
Beef jerky?
Yes.
Because
that's another show, save it.
Okay.
Fun fact, beef jerky, character in DuckTales, voiced by Brad Garrett.
Beef jerky, high protein, low
fat, low calorie. By the
way,
just in the episode Ducks by Nature.
Fantastic
not,
dessert.
Not even a reoccurring character, but I just typed in, where can I get beef jerky at Disney World? And that came up.
I get beef tartare for appetizer. Whoa. I get a nice medium rare steak for dinner,
whoa,
and then I finish it off with beef jerky ice cream.
Amen. That sounds
there you go.
Great.
It's good.
Teriyaki.
Disneyland, I guess, used to sell
Thursday night.
Disneyland, I guess, used to sell beef jerky. We don't talk about Disneyland. Crave beef jerky.
Crave is the one that has caffeine in it, right?
Or is that the one that you can just buy in the gift shop? It's in the gift shops.
I don't know.
Like, well, I assume you'd buy it.
They sell
it
in the Harambe market,
sort of,
or maybe they did. I don't know. I don't care. That's going to wrap it up. Thank you guys for a great show. I feel much better. I'm going to go make myself feel worse. I'm Logan Seculo.
Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm Will Haynes. It's Upset Degrees.
Iago.
And we'll see you on the next show.
Sit in, I couldn't do it. Would you stay?